Kicking off hour number two. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we do this six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern. So be sure you join us for every single moment. It's Ian here with you.
Und Torgo! I am Manwich.
Working for the TSA now, huh? I see. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got live streaming there. It is free. We got the broadband stream. We've got the dial-up stream. So everybody who's connected to the internet, virtually everyone, can listen for free at freetalklive.com.
How'd you like my Scottish pirate?
That was awful.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Righty, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. This is the show about your calls. Whether it be a political issue or something of a personal nature, you bring it up, you take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Richard in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello. Hello, Richard. Richard? Richard going once. He is there.
I'm here.
Hi, Richard.
How are you?
Excellent, sir. What's on your mind?
Oh, I got the, I'm actually one of the plaintiffs in that, or Trumbull case that you spoke about.
Really?
Last night.
Excellent.
Oh, yes.
Well, thank you for calling in.
I spoke with Mr. Von Winkle today.
Yes, he forwarded me over your phone number there.
Fantastic. We covered your situation for all 2 hours of the show last night, and we specifically asked multiple times on the air for someone to call in that supported the Supreme Court's decision, and didn't happen.
Everybody called in on your side. I can't see how these five justices of the Supreme Court can go to sleep at night after this decision. It's obvious. It's an obvious circumvention of the Constitution.
We're wondering the same thing here.
I mean, nor shall private property be taken for public use. Is there any public use that's going to go on, or is this going to be given to a private company?
I see a tunnel effect going up to the Fort Trumbull State Park and the balance of it heading over to Pfizer.
Hmm. Now it's going to be a tunnel?
Like one street that runs right up the center of Fort Trumbull, called Wallback Street.
Oh, you'll get to go on the street. That's what he's saying. You'll get to walk on that street that they'll build.
I see.
Yeah.
Right. So there's public use. There's going to be a street there.
Yeah.
Whoopee.
Yeah.
I want to be able to walk into Pfizer's research and labs and go rifle through their files.
Oh yeah.
Richard, how long have you been in the Fort Trumbull area?
I've been there since 1994.
And do you have a family? Are you a single person? What's your status there?
No, I definitely have a family. I have two daughters and a son.
So they've grown up in this house?
No, unfortunately, they didn't get a chance to do that because while we were working on the two properties, they moved in on us and hit us with the eminent domain.
How long has it been going on?
It's been going on for many years now.
Mm-hmm. When did it start? Late 90s?
Definitely. Actually, I think we first were approached around late 97 into 98.
What did they offer you when they first approached you?
I would have to say about 45% less than what we actually had invested.
Wow.
Wow.
That is incredible. Amazing. Now, has this
you want to hear incredible. It's kind of funny to me now, but it wasn't so funny then. But they came out and they actually accused me of overdeveloping in the neighborhood.
Overdeveloping?
Yes.
All these news articles are kind of trying to slight you guys by saying it's a working class neighborhood. How do you feel about that, Richard?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a working class neighborhood at all. I mean, your rights are you should legally be able to own property.
Yep.
Without somebody walking in and pushing you around and saying, sign here or we're taking your property.
Well, in a perfect world, in a real free country, that's the way it should be. But unfortunately, as we determined yesterday, we don't actually have any rights anymore, apparently.
Not anymore, we don't.
What kind of financial burden has this put on you and your family?
It's been tremendous. Tremendous.
I bet it has.
The Institute of Justice is kind of helping you guys out, aren't they?
Oh, they've helped us out a great deal. If it wasn't for them, we would have been booted out of there a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. You'd have been destroyed by the state.
Oh, you better believe it.
Now, what is the status of everything on your end at this point? Where do you guys stand at the moment?
Well, it's kind of on hold right now until the lawyers, review everything and get a plan put in place. That's where we go next.
Well, according to Mr. Von Winkle, who I spoke with on the phone earlier today, he said that all seven of you, all 70 property owners, are willing to fight this to the very bitter end, including standing in front of bulldozers. Is that correct for you, Richard?
Well, that's correct for all of us. I mean, all seven of us property owners have stood behind each other right from the beginning.
I have to congratulate you. I did this with him on the phone earlier. I have to congratulate you for having the courage to stand up and fight the state in this case, because really, that's plain and simple, what you have is just courage, and that is, it's awesome, it's inspiring, I think, to a lot of people around this country, and I know there are a number of people in the Northeast that are willing to come there and stand in front of those bulldozers with you, Richard.
Well, I think the biggest thing that we have right now is we need to get the public support to actually show that they're not going to let something like this happen to them.
Yeah, they can't, you know, they can't run us all over with bulldozers.
No,
if there's 5,000 people
everybody
out there
down with machine guns?
Yeah, that would be something.
If there's 5,000 people out there that say this isn't going to happen, then it's not going to happen.
If there's 100 people
day.
Out there, if there's 100 people, it doesn't take 5,000, it just takes more than 7. I mean, with 7 people, they could overrun you with the police force.
Right.
But with 50 people or with 100 people, they're going to have a really tough time.
Then they'll have to call in the National Guard.
In fact, it makes me wonder, Richard, how soon... do you have any idea, like, you guys are currently living in your houses?
Yes.
How soon are you, do you think they're going to show up with a bulldozer next week? Is there any sort of timetable here?
Well, from what they're publishing in the local papers here, you know, obviously the opposition's attorneys are gloating quite a bit.
I bet they are.
Yeah.
And they're telling the public that they expect to take this slow and carefully to remove everybody from their homes, and they expect us to be out of there by fall.
Okay, so this showdown could happen soon. Now, the trick here is, first of all, the government is very slow. They're very slow, they're very inefficient, and that's one of the things that we have on our side. However, if they don't announce when this happens, the tough part is going to be able to, you know, is going to be calling activists and getting them to get out of bed at 7 in the morning on some random day between now and this fall and saying, come out now. They're here with the bulldozer.
Yeah, it's going to be Minutemen up there in Connecticut.
Right.
I think what we need now is the activists start acting in front of the U.S. Supreme Courthouse to convince these guys to overturn their ruling.
Well, do you think activism in front of the U.S. Supreme Court? What kind of activism are you imagining?
I'm imagining you get the whole general public in an uprise over this because everybody's affected. It doesn't matter how much it's worth anymore.
This is everybody who owns a home has been affected by this ruling.
Exactly.
Well, I want to let you know, Richard, and I told Mr. Von Winkle this earlier, if you need any coverage on anything that's going on there in New London, don't hesitate to get in touch with Free Talk Live. Our phones are open every night here on this show, and we talk about pro-freedom, pro-liberty issues 6 nights a week, and this is definitely a critical issue for this country. So, you know, if you need some coverage, don't let this one go by the wayside. We are behind you 100%.
Well, we all thank you for that. We definitely need the coverage. There's no question about that.
Yep. That's the only thing that's going to solve things here is shining the light on this, because the cockroaches will scurry away then.
Absolutely. I know there have been a lot of people contacting you guys. What has the media coverage been like for you outside of this show?
Well, I can tell you that the media coverage locally is they print pretty much what they want to print, but it seems more in favor of the city's gloating.
Oh, man.
And they have expressed some of our concerns, but obviously the media locally, they want to make us out to look like a bunch of schmucks living in a poverty area.
Hmm.
And it's far from that type of neighborhood.
And even if it was that type of a neighborhood, it would be your neighborhood anyway, and it would be your property. And as I made the point last night, the property that's in shambles, and I'm not suggesting yours is, but even property that is usually due to the fact that the government is taxing people to death so much, and if you're taxed to death 40-50% of your income, you don't have enough money to barely put food on the table, let alone do repairs to your house.
Well,
so,
I'm glad that you actually brought that up about the tax issue, because in the very beginning of all this, they convinced the public that, pretty much, you know, telling them in their political way, if you don't stand in the way and allow Pfizer to move into New London, then we will reduce your property taxes. Pfizer moved in. It turned out Pfizer got a 10-year tax abatement for coming to New London.
Right. Yep.
And all the property owners' taxes went up.
It's always a big lie.
Oh, but they created jobs. It was all worth it.
Oh, all the jobs still are not created.
Richard, hang on if you can. If you've got questions for Richard from Connecticut, he's one of the homeowners in the Supreme Court case, 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts. Over 20,000 posts for you to surf around through, as well as over 600 users. And as a matter of fact, we just made a change today. Torgo went in there and tweaked things around a little bit. We decided to open up the bulletin board system so anybody can read it.
Yeah, anybody can read it. In order to participate in the conversation, well, you'll have to sign up for an account, but it's free, it's quick, it's easy. We just need your name. And what's the whole thing? We don't need your real name. We just need an email address so we can send you a validation and make sure you're a person.
What's the whole thing about the email, the validation part? I mean, why do we want that?
Just so people can't create a whole bunch of fake accounts very easily. I mean, it just makes it a little more difficult for someone to create a fake account.
And then they would just say mean things on the bulletin board and just deteriorate the...
It's just one small step to avoid some of the stuff that, like, 13-year-olds do on message boards.
So. I see. Yeah. I don't really know all this stuff.
Right. No. Well, the only thing that concerns me now, and the reason why I always had the board locked up you couldn't read any of it without registering, was because there's some mature content on there. We don't really regulate the content, so we might want to figure out a way to kind of notify people of that, I don't know, up front, like on the front page of the board.
That can be done.
Something. So beyond that, you can go and now read the Free Talk Live BBS without even having to register for it at freetalklive.com. So check that out. Let's go to the phones, back to the phones. Let's talk again to Richard in Connecticut. Richard, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Okay.
And you are one of the gentlemen who owns property up in Fort Trumbull, New London, Connecticut.
That is correct.
You've been in the news recently, the Associated Press, various other places reporting on the Supreme Court decision yesterday that basically took the Constitution and set it on fire.
Yay, tyranny!
Well, yeah. That they did.
And thankfully, you guys have so much courage, and you are such patriots, you've decided to continue on the fight, even though the Supreme Court basically told you don't own your property anymore, and they told all of us that, essentially, that you have no property rights. And really, I mean, honestly, Richard, before this decision, you really didn't have property rights anyway, because they could, you know, if you didn't pay your property taxes, they'd come take your property then, too, and that just proves that you never really did own your property.
But at least, at the very least, you got to say, yes, I'm selling, or no, I'm not.
Right.
I mean, it's a huge aspect of property.
Now they're just shining light on the fact that they can take your property for whatever reason they want to anyway. But actually, Torgo had a question for you, Richard.
Right. Yep. Now, Richard, you stated during the last segment that 8 years or so ago when they first approached you with wanting to buy your property for, you know, the purposes they're going to be using it for, the offer they came to you with was about 45% less than what you had already invested in the property that you own.
Yes.
Over the course of time, has that gone up at all, or are they still standing at that same number? Have they ever revised it? I mean, what does it look like now with all this attention? Are they just lowering it because they know they can, or?
No, they haven't done anything with the funds that supposedly they posted within the court system.
So you're saying that they're still offering, it was 45% less than what you had invested
in the late 90s.
In the late 90s, and then, And of course, he purchased it in 96, you said, right?
No, 94.
94. And then in the late 90s, they gave you 45% less than you paid in 1994, and now they haven't raised that number?
Not at all.
Oh, my God. What are they offering you, 45 cents?
Well, we all kind of expect by the time all this is over with, if we end up losing the rest of this litigation, that we're going to end up owing them money when we leave.
Now, I would imagine you do. Now,
as Von Winkle says, he goes, I think we're going to have to pay them to leave our own houses.
Now, I'm not sure, because I know certain parts of the law vary from state to state and from county to county. Is there anything in the law that says that what they have to offer you is what would be considered fair market value for the property?
Well, if fair market value is deemed what they feel is fair.
Yeah, well, I was just going to ask, how do you know how that's determined at all? Because an offer that they felt was valid for that property 8 years ago, I know even no matter how judicious they are with lowering the value to make it considered fair market value, they couldn't come up with that figure. You know,
I can tell you in my case in particular. When they first came to me with the offers on the property, even though we're still standing our ground that this really isn't about money, but to get into where it took place, their comments were, our appraisers evaluated your property, and this is without them even going into the property. This is just from the outside. And they're saying, we went around to other neighborhoods, and these are the homes that are incomparables to yours, and this is what we feel your property is worth.
Jeez.
But to go back, I mean, that was actually the second step to it. The first step was that they took an old tax card prior to us completing our renovations on the property.
Oh, I see.
And even the tax assessor admitted that that was not the actual tax assessed value because they had not computed all the renovations yet.
Well, you know, if you expect fairness from the government, you're definitely fooling yourself, and it's such a sad, sad story.
Oh, there's no fairness in this situation. I mean,
of course not.
The bullying, the threat, the intimidation factors they used, kicking our doors in, and Von Winkle's case throwing his tenants out in the street in the middle of the winter.
Really?
Kidding me?
Oh, yes. It was front page of the newspaper.
Well, yeah. We didn't hear about that down here in Tampa Bay, but what else have they done? What other threats have you encountered from the state?
Oh, geez, it goes on and on and on.
Give us a few examples.
Well, in my case in particular, they kicked in the door on a building we were actually renovating.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the day before Thanksgiving.
And really?
They stole all the building materials out of the structure.
They stole
who
the building?
This?
This, and the license plates were actually collected by who was, at that time, my next-door neighbor,
mm-hmm.
who was an elderly lady renting from a local businessman. And she gave me the plate numbers. I gave it to the attorneys. They traced it back to the New London Development Corporation's contractor,
which
was their demolition crew.
So those were the contractors who were working for the...
Pfizer.
Were they working for Pfizer or were they working for the city, the contractors?
For the New London Development Corporation, which is the private entity that the city of New London established to take these properties.
Wait, the city created a private entity in order to transfer these properties to?
They transferred their power of eminent domain authority to this private entity.
That's unconstitutional, too.
Exactly.
This is amazing. You have been physically threatened. You've had property stolen from you. This is so evident of how the government works. If anybody out there listening to this show has ever doubted that government is force, here's your proof right here. They are nothing more than a group of thugs. They're nothing more than the mafia that flies flags in front of their offices. I mean, do you feel similarly, Richard?
Oh, definitely. It gets even better. I mean, when I went down there after my neighbor contacted me, I called the police. Because they actually locked us out of the building.
Like, that's going to do anything.
Yeah, well, it's actually quite comical because Suzette Kilo had arrived at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't believe that they padlocked the building, so I couldn't get into it.
Your own building?
Yes.
Right.
So when we called the police showed up, and the police officer threatened to arrest me for trespassing on my own property.
How the heck is he going to do that?
The court case hadn't even been resolved at that point.
It hadn't even been heard.
Amazing.
Never mind resolved.
Well, how did you end up getting back in?
Well, Von Winkle had his bolt cutters, and I went up there and got him, and I cut the lock and put my own lock on it.
Amazing. Wow, Richard, keep in touch with us. As you said, Mr. Von Winkle sent you our contact information. Do not hesitate to get back in touch with Free Talk Live and keep us updated, okay, as to what's going on. The more we hear from you, the more coverage we will give you, Richard, okay?
Okay.
And also, consider promoting this show amongst your friends and family members up there. If you could get 10 people to call WICH Radio and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live, we could be on in your town.
Doing a big promo there.
Yeah, Richard, we could definitely do that.
Shoot me an email at ian@freetalklive.com, and I'll give you some details. I do appreciate you taking the time, Richard, and stay strong. Keep this fight going. You are our hero.
Yeah, who we need now is like Oprah to cover this.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're late for work when... Bet that wasn't on your calendar. So tighten your seatbelt, because when I come back, I'll share some tips on how to best prepare for that unscheduled meeting. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
What you hear after a crash isn't your PDA pinging a reminder, but more likely a police siren signaling that your family safety meeting is overdue. So here's a crash course. First, buckle up. Recent statistics show that 80% of car drivers are doing it, for an all-time high. But truck drivers fall short at 70%. Guess which group has more accident fatalities? Second, adjust seat so your head lines up with a rigid B-pillar versus the shatterable side window. And third, sit at least 10 inches from the center of the steering wheel. Like many unexpected events, exploding airbags can be a real pain in the neck. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich. And you can, of course, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives, the last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you scroll down to day number 6, you'll find a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, where they are archiving our show back for a few months for free. All of it's free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. We just got off the phone with Richard from Connecticut. He's one of the 7 property owners that is being threatened in various different ways, apparently.
The 7 left.
Threatened that they're going to take his property. The Supreme Court decided that the government could very well do that. It hasn't actually happened yet. It may happen anytime between now and this fall that the bulldozers show up, that they come and throw them out of their own houses that they toiled over for many, many years. And some of these people have lived in these houses for decades. I mean, generations of families.
It's amazing. So one of the women, Wilhelma, mm-hmm. she was born there.
Yep.
Born in the house.
Born in that house.
And that they're going to bulldoze over in a couple of days. And they're going to kick her out on the streets and give her some pittance. I mean, can you imagine the amount of the kind of money that they're offering these people? In 1994, Richard said it was about 45% less than they paid for the property.
He bought it in 94.
In 97, they made it
45% less than he paid in 94, and now they haven't raised it since then.
Yeah. And the offer is so generous. Oh, here, you take this fraction of what you paid, or we're going to kick you out.
My house is worth 4 times what it was worth in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
Yeah.
God, it's crazy.
All right, so there you go. So we talked to Richard, and we're going to keep up on that situation, so be sure you stay tuned for Free Talk Live's latest on that. Let's go to the phones and to the fun to Tom in Ohio. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich.
Hello, Tom.
Tom.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, dude. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, I want to talk to you guys. You guys were talking last week. I'm a podcast listener, so I'm a couple days behind at the least most of the time.
Still appreciate you, Tom.
You guys were talking about stop loss, and there's something I think you guys should at least understand about stop loss. It is not a breach of contract.
No, you're right. We didn't hear breach of contract. It's a dirty trick, though. I mean, when they say that in your little contract that all the rules of military conduct apply here, and then they've hidden somewhere in these tomes, these volumes of military conduct.
Now, how many pages is
just in case we need you?
How many pages is the United States Code of Military Conduct?
I have no idea. And that's not what this is about. It's about your enlistment contract.
Okay.
Okay.
Your enlistment contract, okay, I don't know, you guys, like I said, you guys aren't into the military thing, so I'll fill you in here a little bit. Maybe you do or don't know about it.
I have seen an enlistment contract in the past because I was going to be going in. So.
Okay, well, then you know it's an 8-year enlistment.
Right.
Okay, well, you guys have never mentioned that, and the average Joe on the street does not know that.
No,
no matter what you...
No, just to be on the fair side, I have not been on... I'm only on the show on Friday nights, and yes. I haven't been here when we've had a discussion about stop-loss type stuff.
Okay,
so.
That could
now,
be...
Now, with the 8-year enlistment, does that that also applies to these new 15-month supposed stints that they're offering? Because aren't they offering 15-month deals for people
now,
again?
Let me fill you in here. When you sign up, it is for 8 years, period. Mm-hmm. Okay, however... The question is, how many is active, how many is inactive?
I see.
Okay, like for me, I went in for 4 years. Okay, serve your four-year enlistment. When you get out, you can either join the Guard, join the Army Reserve, or go inactive reserve, which means you don't do anything, but you can still be called up till your 8-year contract is up.
Understood.
Now,
okay,
do you know
that is stop loss. That is what stop loss is. These guys have not met their 8-year obligation yet. Okay,
right.
It is understood, and you are fully advised. You know, you signed the paperwork that says this is an 8-year obligation. It is not 4 years. It's not 3 years. It's not 15 months.
It's still kind of a crap hand deal, though.
Now, when you come on, you sign up for 4 years, though.
Yes,
that's what everyone says. Now, here's
but it is an 8-year obligation, and everyone knows that. You can
are
be
you
called
sure
up.
That all the recruiters make that crystal clear to people?
No,
or is it just in the fine print?
Obviously, I cannot sit here and say that, yes, every single recruiter makes that
I mean, because we've seen recruiters that are willing to go out and buy test clean kits for their recruits.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
We've seen recruiters go to websites.
First off, anybody who served in the military honorably does not agree with that sort of thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm not supporting that. And recruiters are like any other cross-section of the population. You take 5,000 guys, put them under intense stress to do their job, and some of them are going to step over a line. It's going to happen. And no idiot's going to sit here and say that doesn't go on.
No doubt about it.
It's not common. It's not encouraged.
Tom, are you in the military right now?
No, I've been out.
You're done.
Although I'm strongly considering joining the Guard right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? The Guard doesn't guard the nation anymore, right?
I'm sure he knows that, man.
I just think that they should rename it something else. They should call it the International Killing Force instead of calling it the National Guard. Because they're not guarding the nation
anymore. That's all a matter of opinion. You know, that's not why.
It's not an opinion. It's a fact. They're not guarding the nation.
Because you're killing people in other countries.
Guards would be guarding the nation, you know?
Okay.
So you're going to join the National Guard for what reason?
Just to get back in. I do enjoy the military.
Really? What do you like the most about it?
I just enjoy that type of thing. That's my personality.
What kind of position did you have beforehand?
I was in special operations. I was a ranger.
Okay, so you were on the ground then, basically.
Absolutely.
So you like killing people?
I wouldn't quite put it that way.
Do you enjoy? Is it the rush that you get from the fact that you could be killed? Is that what excites you? What is it that you dig about?
Combat is a rush. Make no mistake about it. It's
sure
exciting.
I'm just curious.
It's one of those things, if you're into that sort of thing, you like it, and if you're not, well, you know, get your day job.
Okay, so I'm curious, Tom. You went through ranger training, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Black Beret, everything.
Right, when it meant something, yeah.
Exactly. Do you still have, I'm just curious, your PSYOPS field manual?
No, I don't really recall ever getting a PSYOPS field manual.
Okay.
That wasn't my job.
Okay, I was only asking because a friend of mine did go through ranger training. I've seen the field manual in his garage, but he's moved out of town. I was going to see if I could, if you had a psychological operations field manual, I was going to see if I could talk to you off the air and maybe purchase that from
you.
I'm curious to see what the military...
Mind.
I was just curious to see what the actual military psychological operations field manual contained as far as...
You can get a lot of stuff online. There's a website online. You can get quite a bit of quite a few of the field manuals.
So Tom, the whole fact that the Iraq war is completely unconstitutional doesn't bother you a bit?
That's a separate issue. Yes.
That does bother you.
That is a question mark a little bit, yeah.
It does bother you, but it doesn't bother you enough to prevent you from joining the military and running around killing people?
Like I said, I'm joining the Guard. It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to Iraq. I may or may not, but
Guard members go to Iraq nowadays? Aren't they basically the people that are being screwed the most? Isn't that why their rate of subscription, not subscription, but their joint rate is really low in comparison to every other branch?
It's higher than the regular Army, I believe, isn't it?
It's higher than the regular Army?
I think it was at one point. I don't believe it is now.
I don't know.
I know the regular Army had a problem with their enlistment just a few weeks back, but I believe the Guard is still higher than the regular Army, actually.
Well, Tom,
and I did know that the retention rate in the Army is much higher.
Best of luck to you, Tom. See if you can get us on Armed Forces Radio, okay?
thanks,
man.
Guys.
We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. And if you like to kill, I guess it's a job for you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the Sacro Wedgie. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the Sacro Wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. Sacrowedgie.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Menwich.
You can bring up anything. The Friday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've still got plenty of time for your calls. And actually, we got a bunch of emails to get through here, so let me do one from Chris. Kind of change gears a little bit. We touched on the war on drugs a little bit earlier in the show. Actually, it's probably the same Chris that called in early, but it's a good email. He says, "Hey guys, your ongoing discussion about Arrowhead and over-the-counter highs has been insightful and intelligent, as are 99% of the points debated on the show. Although I don't know if it's ongoing necessarily. We've touched on it from time to time."
Well, that's ongoing.
And Arrowhead, just for people who might not have heard or don't know what we're talking about, that is
Arrowhead.com.
Arrowhead.org. Arrowid.org.
Which, it's an acronym for something, is it not?
I don't think so.
Okay, I couldn't remember if it was.
That's a good question.
But it's basically the largest online drug resource that I've ever seen as far as the description of what drugs are, what they do, what the effects are.
What have you been doing going there? Because you, Torgo, are someone who you will drink alcohol, but you will stop at the point at which you start to feel a slight buzz coming on.
Right. I will drink certain alcoholic beverages because they taste good, but
right.
as soon as it begins to noticeably affect me adversely, I stop.
You have never taken any other sort of drug, correct?
That's correct.
Unless it's been prescribed to you
right.
by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing at Arrowhead.org?
Thinking
about taking some drugs?
No, from this show and then from the show that I used to do with the show that Johnson and I did,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just discussions about drugs and things like that, I've used it to find information for just talks that I've had with people.
Well, now that you've asked, what does Arrowhead mean? The word Arrowhead is a created word based on Indo-European roots, meaning approximately earth wisdom. This question was answered more fully in the blah, blah, blah. So there you go. It means earth wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Chris goes on to say that this is not an email to tell you what you're doing wrong. Rather, want to commend you on the good job that you're doing. I'm currently a graduate student at Louisiana State University.
Louisiana, huh?
LSU.
I am studying behavioral pharmacology and neuroscience here at LSU, and when I graduate in a few years, I'll have attained PhD status. Behavioral pharmacology is a scientific way of saying that I test for changes in animals, normally lab rats' behavior, if they are administered any number of compounds, including new prescription and old illicit drugs. Normally, so basically the short version of your job is rat man.
Animal drug tester.
Normally, I'm skeptical about websites concerning drugs on the Internet. While the Internet does hold a lot of information, about 2% of this info is actually correct. Being in the field that I am, I take drug websites with a grain of salt and actually search for errors to point out to the site administrators. I had heard of Arrowhead.
Now, there's a hobby for you. Searching the Internet for errors so that you can point it out to the prospective administrator.
I do that sometimes. I'll just be like, all right, let me find all of the misinformation and try and fix it.
He's only targeting drug websites, and he does drugs for... Not does drugs, but he's into drugs.
He does drugs for a living.
How do you... Yeah. What's the best way to phrase that? He works with drugs
for
a
living. Well, he's a drug tester.
I've seen people who do drugs for a living. They normally hang out on street corners downtown.
He says
they don't look so good either.
He says, I'd heard of Arrowhead in the past, but only took the time to actually look at the site after you guys recommended it for those who want to try a substance or two. And we didn't recommend it necessarily for those who wanted to try a substance or two, although it's very valuable for that, but just for anybody who wants to do any real serious research on drugs, period. On psychedelic drugs, on natural growing plant-style drugs, manufactured drugs, etc., illicit drugs.
I'd say we do recommend it for anybody who intends to do some drugs.
That, too. But just anybody that wants to do research. This is the place to go.
Yeah, it's not primarily, hey, looking to do some drugs, find out what'll get you real messed up.
Our first recommendation is, if you're thinking about doing drugs, don't do them.
Yeah.
If you're going to do them, because we can't stop you.
Right.
We're in radio land,
and we
know, can't touch you.
And we know that people are going to do drugs. It doesn't matter how many of them you outlaw, people will continue to alter their consciousness. And so, therefore, you should do them as safely as possible and reduce the amount of harm that you could cause yourself. Learn about them at this website, arrowhead.org. But anyway, he says that he went and checked it out. He logged on with apprehension, expecting a poorly designed site with spotty development and shady information. Clearly, you don't know that Free Talk Live recommends decent websites, Chris.
We are internet snobs.
I was pleasantly surprised to find a well-maintained, user-friendly site with tons of accurate and up-to-date information. This site is a blessing to the new, more e-savvy generation of teenagers that may want to try some sort of drug. I honestly couldn't find one mistake on the main sections of the website about the drugs that I'm personally familiar with. Arrowhead presents the information in a scientific manner with significant research and citations to previous studies on the substance in question. Their assertions are backed up by research conducted by independent agencies and universities that don't have a vested interest in the government's well-being. Because that's going to be you're going to get a little bit of propaganda if you go to theantidrug.com, mm-hmm. for instance. That's just pure bunk. If you want real information, arrowhead.org is the place to go. While being scientific enough for a student or professor, their articles are also easy to understand, even for the common internet surfer. including the testimonials, or so-called trip reports, is a fantastic way to cut through all the scientific jargon and actually see that some of the practical everyday experiences of these users. Most sites like this are structured around half-researched, poorly written articles by some kid in a dorm room in Vermont trying to sell his hydro buds on the internet. Arrowhead is the antithesis of this, and I think even Manwich realizes that educating the masses with the truth about these substances is necessary.
Well, doing my best.
Arrowhead doesn't glamorize drug use. Rather, it provides the vital information about something that people are going to do anyway, so they may know what they're putting into their bodies. Thanks for the breath of fresh air. Keep up the great show, guys. Fire Manwich.
Yeah.
We appreciate your email, Chris, and thank you for that. You can get in touch with us, 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can get on the phones. Now's the time to do it. It is Free Talk Live.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
For the remaining moments of the program, if you wanted to get on the phones, now would be the time to do it. 800-259-9231, only here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But never fear, we'll be back tomorrow night, because we do this 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every moment. Also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you everything for free. The archives, the bulletin board system, the updates, live streaming, all of it is on the house. And it's always going to be that way. We've given you the archives for over 2 years now. Since day number one, since we've been on the air, we've given away archives. And that's not going to change. Although we are creating a brand new program called the Amplifier Program. It's AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote. And it allows you to help us distribute this show to more people. If you think that the message that we deliver on this program, the message of freedom and liberty, is a valuable one, then put your money where your ears are. And consider contributing $3, consider $3 a month. And go to amp.freetalklive.com, because with your $3 a month, we not only can advertise this show in various radio and, you know, industry publications around the internet and get new radio stations on board that way, but also we've got a plan to reduce the amount of commercial time by 25%. But it's up to you at amp.freetalklive.com.
Now, we sell the we basically sell the commercials to the listeners, and then we do a show over the area, over the air, the time that the commercials would be. But we don't use any of the money, the AMP money. That is not, that's going to be, that's, it's separate, and it's only going to be used to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We're not keeping that.
Exactly.
Manwich is not going to go out and buy Manwich with it.
No. So it's not Amplify Manwich's pay?
That's no, what I promise not I won't that. Buy oh, any crack okay. cocaine. Anyway, good news out of Sacramento, California. Joseph Bannister, special agent and CPA, former special agent, rather, for the IRS Criminal Investigative Division, has been found not guilty.
Really?
All counts alleging criminal tax fraud and conspiracy related to actions he took on behalf of a California business owner who had openly defied the IRS over several years by stopping withholding of all income and employment taxes from the paychecks of his workers. During the trial, the Department of Justice was unable to put forth any evidence that Bannister had either engaged in a conspiracy or acted unlawfully when he shared legal research with business owner so-and-so, concluding that he had no legal obligation to withhold taxes from his workers, or when he, Bannister, prepared corrected tax returns for Thompson, claiming his taxable income under U.S. law was zero. During the trial, Bannister's former supervisor at the IRS, Robert Guarini, when pointedly asked, was unable to cite any U.S. law that required Bannister to pay income taxes. That is an amazing decision. Found him not guilty. We're going to get more details on that in the coming days, so be sure
now
to
now, how can one
that.
Court find this guy not guilty, and then the Supreme Court says that the Fifth Amendment, it's worthless?
It's amazing. It really is. Well, let's go to the phones. We'll cover that more when we get more details. It's a fresh decision from yesterday. Dead Meat in Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live in the remaining moments of the show. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, and it's been a few years since I've called in, man, but I figured I'd give you a shout and say I'm still listening.
You're always welcome back, Dead Meat. We're glad you're out there, dude.
It's too bad I don't see you at Walmart anymore, huh?
Hey, man, I still shop there. I'll probably be there this weekend sometime.
I'm not there anymore. I got fired in February.
Oh, no. What happened?
He's Dead Meat.
He's trying to organize a union.
Gross misconduct.
Well, misconduct.
Gross misconduct.
Gross misconduct.
Man named Dead
Meat.
Now,
what
are you, if you ever meet Dead Meat, and Dead Meat, we gotta let you go. But if you ever meet Dead Meat, he always attempts to grab you on your buttocks, and so maybe that's what he was doing with the management at Walmart.
He's good at it, though. I like it.
You grabbed the management, didn't you? That's what it was.
Oh, it was just about everybody I could get my hands on.
Thanks, man. We're coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. FreeTalkLive.com.